Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Today's five-year-olds will likely live to 100, but what will their lives be like, and why might the ageing process be kinder to them than it is to us slightly older folk? Well, here to talk about this is physicist Dr. Shane Bergen from the UCD School of Education. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, everyone is living a little bit longer, so our little five-year-olds now are most likely going to live to 100. But just to get back to the basics of this, just to explain ageing to us, because we all take it for granted that it happens, but what is it and why does it happen?
It is extraordinary that we live so long now. You know, when I look back to 1916, the year of the revolution, the average life expectancy in Ireland was 53, right? In 2021, it was 84 for women and 81 for men. And as you've just said, today's five-year-olds are more likely to live to 100. And that's fantastic. And so we need to understand ageing if we are to live well, so that once we get into the retirement years, we're all still going and we're all still fit and healthy. And ageing really is the unfortunate slow and gradual decline from peak fertility and peak physiological function. So we're in tip-top form. And from a genetic point of view, this might sound harsh, but it doesn't make an awful lot of sense for animals and plants to live beyond their peak fertility, mm-hmm. because one of our main genetic purposes is to breed and to have offspring and to keep the species going. And so because of science and healthcare and things like education, we live long now, and we are rather special amongst all of the different types of animals to live well beyond our peak fertility, where we bring that wisdom to our society in old age.
And when does that decline begin?
That's a very good question, and I wouldn't be brave enough to answer that, scientist and all that, that I am. But when you look at what's happening, though, from a biological point of view, right, we're made up, you and I and all the listeners are made up of fundamental biological building blocks called cells. And there's trillions of them in our bodies. And they do things like, you know, there's red blood cells and you have tissue cells and all these bits. And they work in concert to make you, you. So where the collection of cells move from being just biological entities to being Claire Byrne is a big question, right? And so I think that's fascinating. How do we make our cells from these fundamental blocks? And another fascinating thing is the fact that they continuously renew, and that keeps you young. So it's a question of the science of aging is also the science of youth. How is it that we actually just don't fade away much quicker? And it's because our cells have this capacity to divide and renew. And every cell 7 to 10 years, most of the cells in your body will have renewed. With the exception of the neurons in your brain, everything gets recycled. And that happens, but the cell splits in two, it divides, and it has the basic blueprint. Your DNA is at the center of that cell and something called the nucleus. So when it divides, it turns into two new cells that are healthier and keep you going. However, that division process is something that can suffer from a little bit of stress and strain with time.
OK, so that stops. It stops being as efficient as it was when you started your life.
Absolutely. And we still don't fully understand the process of aging. I come into your studio so often and talk about very so-called simple things in science, like sleep, for example, or memory. We don't fully understand these things. Isn't that fantastic that despite hundreds, if not thousands of years of people thinking about these things, there's still so much that we don't know. And so the first kind of big theory about aging is just wear and tear, that the body builds up waste and sort of, you know, just kind of like any object that we can think of, it just gets worn out mm-hmm. as it ages.
The other think about is the car or the rusty bike or whatever. This is what's happening to us.
Absolutely, exactly. Except we are far more efficient and we can live far, far longer than most of those inanimate objects. The other big driver is genes. So there might be some internal clock in our cells that basically says you get a certain amount of division and renewal, and after that you've kind of run out of genetic road. And there is animal studies that have shown that, where they can actually reverse aging in some animals and slow it down, mm-hmm. which we could come back to.
Well, I mean, we talk about that and we see those developments happening in science. Does that offer hope if you wanted to go down this route of eternal life?
a multi-billion dollar industry, the youth industry. Yes, there is promise there, but most of it's bogus. So as to why our cells themselves start to slow down, the Nobel Prize in 2009 was given to scientists who looked at how this division of cells worked. And they found that the genetic code that kind of tells one cell what to do for its offspring is protected by these ends called telomeres. And so if you imagine genetic code being like a long shoelace, at the end of it, there are these protective bits called telomeres that ensure that all of the genetics get put into the new cell and there isn't any crossover. And they found that as we age, these protective ends start to fray and shorten. And they also found that you can create an enzyme, or there is an enzyme that will lengthen those protective ends. And that's where scientists are looking. They're looking to see what we can do to keep the ends of our chromosomes happy, so that when our cells are being divided and keeping us young, that it isn't going to fray quicker.
Now, we're talking about the 5-year-olds, though, who are going to live to 100. So clearly, we can do something about the aging process. We have done something about the aging process, the way we eat, our health care, how we are living, education and so on, is influencing how long we are on this planet.
Absolutely. So there's so much we can do, you know, and we think about all of the products that they're out there, right? And I it's one of the things I do. I teach a module on why trust science to students in UCD. And part of that is getting them to interrogate and look at data that's given to them in the world. And one of my favorites is the cosmetics industry, because you look online and they say 40, or well, it's more like 90. 80s, some,
yeah, yeah. It's in the 80s or the 90s. 90% of women said that their skin felt better after using this thing for.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the small print, if you freeze your telly, if you're that kind of nerd like me and you freeze the telly and look at what it says, the sample size is low. And then when you look on their websites, you might find that the people who did it were self-reporting and they may well have worked for that industry themselves. Uh-huh. So we wouldn't call that valid data and reliable data.
And does it bug you when they have somebody in a white coat presenting these results?
Here comes the science bit. Yeah. Absolutely it does. But, you know, there is some evidence that science is starting to help here. But the obvious ones are basically, and I know it sounds easy, but don't be stressed, sleep well and eat well and be educated. And education is known to greatly increase our life expectancy, because we have the capacity to earn enough money and live well and make decisions to keep us young and mm-hmm. healthy.
And of course, the exercise as well when it comes to cell renewal and keeping your body healthy.
Absolutely. And there are all these things that we can do to keep the body going. But there are studies you mentioned about, you know, in terms of being able to kind of thwart that genetic switch. So there was a study a few years ago done in Oxford that said we basically are not aging any better. It's just our life expectancy is getting longer because less of us are dying young. So years ago, people would have died from all sorts of diseases and different things. We're very good at the medicine bit, but we haven't really cracked the how do we slow down the aging piece. So we live longer, but we're not aging slower. So we have to think about the genetics if we want to fix that. And there have been studies in zebrafish where they fixed the ends of these telomeres, these protective ends, and they've been able to slow the zebrafish, extend its lifespan and slow its aging. There's a colleague of mine in UCD called Emma Teeling, who's fascinated by bats, because bats seem to have the secret of eternal youth. So you might think about, why do different animals die at different ages? Your dog will live maybe, you know, a dozen years if it's lucky, but you and I could expect to live well into our 80s. So what's different? It was always thought that size mattered, but now we know that the metabolic rate matters too. So it isn't just that you have to be big to live long. It's also that your metabolism needs to be under a certain amount of control. And we found that with birds and bats, small creatures, they can live a long, long time. And we look into the genetics of bats, they have the capacity to renew the protective ends of their chromosomes so they can live much longer. Bats mm-hmm. can live well into their 30s, if not 40s.
And what about this ingredient in energy drinks? This is going to really surprise a lot of people. What's been said about taurine?
Taurine, it's an ingredient in many of those energy drinks that I see students around the country kind of diving into.
And we tut-tut, don't we?
We do, and I look at them, I almost think they taste horrible. Why would you drink those? But there is studies that have been done in animals to suggest that the ingredient may actually help with keeping people young and protecting their cells. However, and whilst it's been widely reported in the media in just the last week, There has been no study done on humans to see what the effect is, and the amount that may be required to have a beneficial effect may become toxic for humans in other ways. So I wouldn't be rushing out to buy my energy drinks and keep them going. I think, you know, working to keep yourself well, fit, healthy, well fed is a far more sort of wholesome and perhaps more sensible way to keep us
all
young.
For us and for the generation coming behind us, it's more important than ever to stay healthy and fit and strong, because you're going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. You think retirement age is somewhere in the mid-60s. It's a controversial number, but people can expect to live well beyond that, have a whole other life beyond that. So it brings into question about what, you know, the different stages of life and how can we support older people to be fully part of society. What function does education play in the early part of society if it isn't just to prepare you for work, but it is to prepare you for a full and happy and healthy life?
Shane, it's fascinating. Thank you very much for being with us as always. That's Shane Bergen, Dr. Shane Bergen, we should say, who is host as well of the Trust Race podcast and academic in the UCD School of Education. Now, I want to remind you that tomorrow, engineer and builder Kieran McCarthy will be here. You'll know Kieran from Cheap Irish Homes. He'll be offering advice on house renovations, extensions and retrofitting. So if you're planning on doing a job on underfloor heating, perhaps insulating the attic or the walls, any home renovation jobs, and if you need some advice from Kieran, get your questions into us now. You can email todaycb@rte.ie or text us if you prefer, 51551. That's Kieran McCarthy with advice on tomorrow's show.